What if you could say an all-in yes to yourself for 2022? What if you could commit fully to the things you said you were going to do, to the vision that you have, and to be in the room with a mentor who will hold you accountable, cast an even wider vision for you, and give you the strategy, tools, tactics, and support to ensure that these things come to fruition? Welcome to the Iconic Experience. Oh, just like comes out of me from the depths of my soul, this program, if I can even call it that. It's just not. That's why it's called the Iconic Experience. It is an experience. And it is one of the biggest gifts I've ever put out into the world. You are going to be part of a mastermind, a high level executive roundtable of perfectly welcomed in and invited in souls who will collaborate with you and network with you and stretch you and share ideas. And all the goodness that comes out of a mastermind is so extraordinary. So you're going to have that every month. You're going to have group Voxer. So that mastermind stays active and you can drop in and ask questions and really share with one another and build deep, meaningful relationships. And on top of that, I thought, what could I do to expand this beyond something that I've seen out there in this world? And that is, you have a full iconic experience by welcoming yourself into the rooms of everything I launch live in 2022. So you do not need to contemplate whether you should or do I want to invest. You get to sit back and receive for the entire year as the result of a single yes to yourself. One yes gets you a mastermind for the entire year full of really wicked women, group Voxer with these same women and myself, and you walk in the room for all the live coaching programs that I launch in 2022. You're just in. You're in the room. So this is really for the woman who is ready to lead herself, lead her business, lead her life. And if this sounds like, ooh, it's a prayer I've been asking for, and I just want to say yes to something and just enjoy the experience versus looking constantly for the next thing, the next answer, the next coach. Oh, the confusion, the chaos, the energy that is expended through that. Welcome to the Iconic Experience. You can come into the DMs. Tell me you're interested, ask the questions. I am so excited to answer them and to get to know you and see if this is a fit for you. Welcome to the best year of your life in 2022. And I'm telling you right now, the Iconic Experience is going to be like the rocket that's going to take you to the whole new level, the one that you've been asking for. Only consistent thing I've ever had in my life that any of us can have in our life. It holds this soft place for us to land when we are questioning, sad, angry, hurt, in grief. It just is this like gentle embrace for us to know that everything is working for us, even when we can't make sense of it. And we can lean into this faith and see the effects and feel the effects of faithfulness and spirituality and God, because in that moment we are held. And it's also this beautiful part of my life when it's a time of celebration and gratitude and happiness and joy, when I'm laughing, where I can just say thank you and give gratitude and thanks for the moment and feel like I met with celebration right back. Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast. I am your host, Jen Spiegel. I am a life, business, and brand stylist. And after years of helping thousands of female entrepreneurs grow successful businesses and lives, I was called to bring these delicious conversations forward for those of you who are ready to build, expand, and actually enjoy all the desires of your heart. I'm so confident that this podcast will support you as you start to elevate and pursue the highest version of yourself. Thank you for being here. Sink in and enjoy. Welcome to today's Soul Spark. I am so elated to bring this one to you because it was a marker moment in my life, something I am so excited to gift you with, because spirituality and faithfulness is a pillar to your life. You can call it whatever you care to call it,
I have zero judgment. For me, I refer to it as God. That is my spirituality. That is definitely my relationship with God's spirit. And I am so excited to come to you today and talk to you about this so that you have more of an expansive experience. You see, this comes from my daughter asking me this week, is God real? And I was so excited to see her ask that question. It didn't intimidate me. I wasn't worried. I thought, good for you. Good for you for seeking answers. Good for you for even thinking about this or contemplating on this. Good for you for being curious, asking the question, being bold enough to say, I'm not sure I understand this or even believe it. And see, as a grown woman, there are days where sometimes I question things, whether it's something happening in the world and going, why is this happening? Or just my heart is not in its proper posture and I'm feeling disconnected. And in those times of feeling disconnected, that's where it's really easy to start questioning and wondering and feeling separate from something bigger than ourselves. And so it was really special to share with her a lesson, a gift that my papa gave me when I was growing up. And I was able to give her this lesson and to see something so precious ripple out in my life, but also now my children's lives. And I wanted to give you this lesson that my papa gave me to hold space for your spiritual practice and the questions and the curiosity you may have around it, and maybe to solidify it a little bit more if that is what you're seeking right now. I have no doubt many people are questioning their faith, questioning God, questioning the universe because there's so much chaos happening out there in the world. And this is a time where we can make the choice to anchor in and ground ourselves even further in this relationship with God. So I remember being just like my daughter and wondering, is this real? Because sometimes when you think about it, isn't it so big, so beyond our scope of understanding? It is hard to understand. It's hard to articulate. I don't get it. I know there are times I feel that way. And I go back to this lesson my papa taught me. We were sitting down and he said to me, I'd love to teach you how to perceive and experience faith. And I said, okay, bring it on, because I felt a little disconnected in that time. And he said to me, he said, Jen, do you see wind? Do you see air? And I said, no, you can't see it. He said, no, but you can see the effects of wind, can't you? You can see a tree blowing in the breeze. You can see waves in the ocean. You can see snow blowing on a blustery winter day. You can see the effects of wind. And I said, yeah. I thought I was getting it, but I wasn't quite there. I was still trying to grasp at the idea. And he gave me this next layer that was the aha moment for me. He said, can you hold wind? Can you take it in your hands and hold it and see the evidence? Like, here it is. Can you hug it? Can you grasp it? And I said, no, you can't hold air or grasp air. He said, no, but you can feel it. You can feel a warm summer breeze on your skin. You can feel your hair blowing in the wind. You can feel the cold, crisp air on a really, really wintry day. Yeah, you can totally feel it. So you can't see it. You can't hold it, but you can see the effects of it and you can feel it. And spirituality is in fact that, an experience. Think of the kindness you see out in the world. That's the effects of spirituality. Think about how you feel when you pray or meditate or sit in relationship with God. And there was no denying, friends, that those feelings, that feeling of love, that feeling of certainty, that feeling of having this anchor in my life. And truly, when I think about it, the only consistent thing I've ever had in my life that any of us can have in our life, it holds this soft place for us to land when we are questioning, sad, angry, hurt, in grief. It just is this like gentle embrace for us to know that everything is working for us, even when we can't make sense of it. And we can lean into this faith and see the effects and feel the effects of faithfulness and spirituality and God, because in that moment we are held. And it's also this beautiful part of my life when it's a time of celebration and gratitude and happiness and joy, when I'm laughing, where I can just say thank you and give gratitude and thanks for the moment and feel like I met with celebration right back. And so I challenge you this week to look for the evidence of your spiritual practice, of your faithfulness. Go on a walk and look at nature. Feel the wind on your skin and be reminded that you are held, you are cared for. And when you sink into this, a lot of things start to make sense. And that feeling of sometimes being so lonely, the feeling of being so uncertain starts to dissipate. It's a little bit like the term love, isn't it? I mean, if you think about love, how do you articulate the feeling of love? It's really hard to put into words, isn't it? How do you say to somebody or describe to somebody the feeling in your body, in your pores, when you look at your child? I don't know how to put that into words. I really don't. It's such a strong feeling. It's so assured, yet really how to say that out loud, I don't know if I could describe it properly. Also, our experience of love is always going to be different from one another. How I feel love, experience love, will be different from how you experience love. Like music, you listen to the same song as me, I might be up and dancing and feeling the energy, and you may think, this is not my vibe. But yet we still have an experience of that song, maybe different. We experience it, and the same with love, and the same with your spirituality. This is such an important piece to your life, my friends. Your spiritual practices will be the things that lay the foundation for your day, that guide you during difficult times, that hold you during moments of sadness and wonder, and that applaud you when you are showing up and letting your soul shine through. I am certain this sparked something in you today. This is soul talk today. This is about you paying attention to the miracles of your life and being so connected to spirit that you start to feel that untouchable feeling, that feeling of anything is possible, that no matter what, you are loved, you are cared for, you are on purpose. I am excited to see and witness through you what this gift, this lesson provides this coming week. And I thank you so much for being here and having these meaningful conversations with me. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you know how deeply grateful I am for the time and space you give to the Becoming Iconic podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to show up here twice a week and pour into you. And thank you for those 5-star reviews that you've been giving and those beautiful compliments. It means so much. And the time you spend to do that is just the most beautiful way to give back. The other thing I want to challenge us to as a community is to share more. It's so simple to copy this link into a text to a friend who you think would benefit from what you just listened to, or share it into your stories. Make sure to tag me, by the way, because I love resharing. And allowing your network to maybe discover something that they wouldn't have if it weren't for you. And just a gentle reminder that jenspiegel.com, that website, was designed for you. For you in mind and what you need in your life and business. The blog, the resources, the different ways of working together, they all sit there and they're available to you. So I challenge you to go over there, make it a habit of checking out what's new and exciting. At the end of the day, I just want you to know, I love this community. I appreciate being able to show up for you. And I just want you to make it a great day.